Hey everybody, thanks for checking out the podcast. This is the first episode brought to you by Real Talk Reactions brand. This might sound a little sketchy. You know, I've never created a podcast. And by the way, my name is Ruben Gomez, founder of Real Talk Reactions, also CEO. I got to first of all give a shout out to Gary V. No, he's been plugging Anchor for a while and also providing with some inspiration and just kind of gave us inspiration to go ahead and start this, you know. We never really considered a podcast, but, you know, all things considering and listening to his advice, we're here now. So with this first episode, I just kind of wanted to give the rundown of what our brand's about. So I'm gonna go back into our brand name. It's Real Talk Reactions, and let me go ahead and explain what Real Talk Reactions means to me as the founder of the brand. So Real Talk is kind of like synonymous with our culture, especially hip hop culture. You know, everybody says Real Talk, you know, when they're, you know, speaking their truth, or when they hear something that's really truthful, or they hear facts and they're like, you know, Real Talk. But for us, yeah, no, simply it means speaking your truth, speaking from your heart, and also just, you know, having the courage to have those meaningful conversations. And that's big, because a lot of times, you know, people, you know, are fear of offending people, you know, and by all means, we don't want you to offend people, but we do want you to, you know, speak your truth and get what you got to say out, get it out there, and, you know, speak about the things you want, speak it into existence. And, you know, everything kind of starts off with, you know, communication. And so you have to, like, communicate with people, one another. You have to let them know where you're from and everything. So when you're doing that, just, you know, don't be phony. You know, be you, be real, be authentic. That's the first aspect of Real Talk, Real Actions. And then, to me, the most important part, is Real Actions. And that just simply means following through. You know, taking actions on the things that you want to do, the things that you speak about to your people, your family, whatever you're talking about. You know, we want to inspire you to take action on that, because if you don't take action about it, then you're just like, you're just telling everybody what you want to do and you're not doing it. And we really think that that's the key aspect in changing people's lives, is that action. And a lot of times it's frightening. You know, it's hard, because you never done some things that you're talking about that you want to do, some of your aspirations. But once you you know, take some action and you kind of realize, you know, that you're actually doing it, even though if it's not perfect, you know, it kind of it allows you to go to the next level and just build upon that. And it gives you confidence. And I know I'm speaking for myself and speaking for my team that that's kind of how it was. Like, when we started our brand, that's what it was. It was like, we talked about it. We got prototypes out there, and people, like, seen it. They responded to the message. And then when we got good feedback, we had to follow through. And, you know, we went for broke. We invested, and we just started doing it. And, you know, initially, and I'll speak to where we're at right now. But initially, we were in a spot like where we're just spending money, just trying to get our brand out there, and it's still by no means out there. But I think this podcast might be a stepping stone to kind of get out there, and even this podcast is a sign or a testament to taking action, because you know, we spoke about this podcast, like, hey, letting people know we're getting a podcast going. And now this is it. This is going, you know, and this podcast is not going to be perfect, but we needed to do it. We needed to take action just to kind of get people familiar with our brand and what our mission is. So that's pretty much in a nutshell what Real Talk Reactions is. And of course, you know, in the future, podcasts, I'm going to speak to it, and also our guest. And we're going to try to have, like, more entrepreneurs on our podcast. So let me give a little background. So we're right here located in San Bernardino, California. Not a lot of people are too familiar. We're not like we're not in LA. We're in the Inland Empire. You know, to touch base on San Bernardino, like, San Bernardino is a crime-filled city. It's a lot of It's corruption, you know. There's a lot of gang violence. It's a lot of corruption within politics. You know, we went bankrupt a couple years back. You know, and it's kind of changing around. But you know, San Bernardino is also synonymous for that shooting that happened a couple years back, where you know a lot of people died. I'm not gonna touch too much base on that, but if you guys look up San Bernardino shootings, you guys would probably find that as one of the main ones. And there's a lot of, you know, conspiracies around that too, but I'm not here to talk about that. But yeah, like, our city's you know, in a bad spot, and I feel like where we're at, you know, we're trying to you know, inspire people. And coming from where we're coming from, you know, it kind of gets like it gets no lower than right here. So, and just a little history, a lot of people, you know about our city as being, you know, known for the homicides. And right now, I'm not 100% sure, but I know we're, you know, a little bit more than halfway through the year, and we're about like 20, I want to say like 26, 27. 27 homicides for the year. This is not good. It's not a good thing that we want to do, be known for. But, you know, it is what it is, and we're out here trying to, you know, maybe shift the culture in a way where we could inspire people to, you know, kind of get out of that paradigm. So we want to shift everything and get everybody to, like, you know, take action on things that are more important. So what we're doing, with our brand and what we could do to help, we made a pledge, a minimum of 10% of whatever we sell, we're gonna donate back to our community by way of like random acts of kindness, kind of like the Helpful Honda guys. So we're kind of doing something like that, but basically, when we sell something, there's a portion that's gonna go to our bucket. That's gonna be every month, where it's gonna be something different, and we might switch it up differently. Recently, this past month of June, we didn't sell too much, you know, but it is what it is. We're starting out, everybody got to start somewhere. So we sold around 15 shirts, and you know, there's actually a murder that took place on June 11th. A close friend of the family, and you know, it really struck close to home. So we decided to donate those proceeds to this family to help them, you know, with whatever they needed, you know. So it wasn't much, you know, but it was a start. And you know, we want to continue to kind of help out our community, you know. So in the future, we probably see, you know, kind of helping out. There's a lot of homeless people around here, so we want to help out definitely in that spectrum, like just, you know, trying to clean up the streets. So we have bigger plans, and that's another podcast for that, where we're kind of roll those out, and we think we could make some impacts. But yeah, definitely, like, our whole vision is like, hey, if we want to help ourselves, we got to help as much people as possible. So it's important to us that whatever we do, whatever we sell, as far as our clothing brand, we're going to be donating every item. There's going to be at least a minimum of 10%. And I say a minimum because, like, earlier today we donated more than what we actually sold, but it's just because we felt right about it, and it was like, hey, you know, we had a little extra money, let's just help out, you know. And that's how we felt about it. So, and we're gonna continue to kind of do things like that, and that's the whole part of the real actions part. And you know, just letting people know, like, hey, we're here for our community, and you know, we're not saying we're gonna change it single-handedly, this one brand, but we're definitely gonna give it a shot. And that's what we want to you know, put our foot in the ground for. That's what we stand for. Like, we want to stand for building up this community and giving back, and also inspiring people. So yeah, that was kind of a little background on like our mission. And like, our mission statement is to inspire people through our clothing brand. I inspire them to take action. So let me see before I lose my train of thought right now, because I'm not going off any kind of script. I'm just kind of speaking from my heart and just speaking. So right now, like, I just want to kind of give a little plugs where you guys can find us at. So we have a website. It's called realtalkrealactions.com. So, and that's realactions with the S at the end, .com. And right now we have a special going. So we have two at this time right now. It's July 6th, 2018. And right now there's a special on our website. If you use our promo code at the end of checkout, which is SBC, that will give you 20% off on your total cart. So whatever you have in there, it'll take 20% off. And like, just so you know, so when you get there, you'll see like all of our t-shirts are at $25 right now. We'll probably do some more sales, but SBC is the promo code. You could get it down to about like 20 bucks. Also, Facebook. We have a Facebook, Real Talk, Real Actions. Same thing. Also the same thing on our Instagram. And like I said, we're just starting up. We recently just, back in February, actually registered our corporation. And this whole process has been a journey. Like I said, we went through the whole prototype stage and kind of getting feedback. And then we realized, you know, this is something that we should do. This is a perfect opportunity. And so that's where we're at right now. So if you want to follow us, that would be greatly appreciated. If you guys also comment on anything, that would help us kind of know, like, where our following is coming from. So be like, hey, we heard you on the podcast. You know, and give us critique, because like, we're not professionals. I'm not a professional at this. In later podcasts, we're going to introduce more of our members of our team. And you know, like I said, we're not professionals, but we could definitely use constructive criticism. You know, anything that's going to help us get better, that's what we want to know. So we want to kind of build this brand with the people. So some of the things that you could find on our website, like, and it's real simple right now because we're building it all ourselves. We've never really built websites or anything like that. We're just regular people. Currently, we all of our team members all still hold down like a 9-to-5. So we all work and we're all just trying to make time to build this brand. And hopefully, you know, we could just go full time on this. You know, we're really passionate about this. So right now, like, we have one shirt. Well, we actually have two, but one by one. So one of them is our icon t-shirt, is what we call our icon t-shirt, which simply is our logo. And we want people to see this logo, and we wanted to get it out there. So it's a huge logo on the middle of the t-shirt, and we just want people to see it. And it, you know, has our logo, and underneath it says Real Talk, Real Actions. So all those logos, you'll be able to like kind of find those on the backs of our shirts, like as like our logo stamped on the shirts. And also on the bottom left, you'll see like our logo in a woven patch. And then you'll also see like a different message on the front. So for our icon t-shirt, it's just our logo on the front. And we have that available in white and black. And those, like I said, are $25, but use that promo code SBC. SBC is actually San Bernardino County. So just for sure, just so we could put it out there so we could provide a discount. So use that at the checkout and you guys will save 20%. And then our other shirt that we currently have in stock is it's called Burn the Ships, Succeed or Die. So the abbreviated or in quotations on our website, it just says Burn the Ships. So Burn the Ships is it's a message in leadership. So you guys could all Google it and you guys could kind of maybe make your own meaning. Also, you guys can make your own meaning too. Everybody tells us different reasons, and maybe we'll probably even get just random people on the podcast just to ask them what they feel like Real Talk, Real Actions means to them. Also, you know, we'll probably maybe get some videos going. Definitely, like I said in the beginning of the podcast when we started right now, is like Gary Vee is a huge influencer for us. And, you know, he gave us a lot of great ideas. Like, Just by listening to his podcast, and he was like, hey, you guys, maybe, he was not maybe, he's like, content is king. He's like, get this stuff out there, get videos out there. So we had an idea of possibly getting just random people asking him, hey, what does Real Talk Reactions mean to you? And then kind of, you know, just seeing what the raw responses are out there. And I think that would be pretty cool. So our team agrees with that. So look forward to that coming out. And we'll probably add that audio onto the podcast as well. But back to the burn the ships, you know, there's a story into it. I don't want to get too much into it. Maybe you guys will be a little homework, or if you guys are really interested in it, go ahead and type in burn the ships and you guys will see the story, where it originated from. So we added burn the ships on the bottom. It says succeed or die. And then the main artwork is like a ship burning. It has our logo in there. But what it really signifies to us is that, like, you know, sometimes, I mean, for us, like, this is all an investment. So, you know, you have to put up money, like, out of our pockets. Also, you know, even we have, like, two investors that really believed in us. They didn't invest a whole lot, and we're trying to make it worthwhile for them. So, but they invested in us. But once we kind of got to that point, it was like, hey, we're at the point of no return. And that kind of signifies burning the ships. Another thing that also signifies burning the ships is like leaving our jobs, which we're almost there. Like, we want to leave our jobs and do this full time and really just go into like brand development, like hardcore. But, you know, there's steps to everything. And, you know, we all have kids and, you know, we have bills and things to take care of, responsibilities. So at this point, you know, we're, you know, taking baby steps. But, you know, initially it was putting up our money, knowing that we wouldn't possibly see it. You know, we might not make any profit out of it. And that was just like, it was okay for us because we knew that, hey, we're either going to succeed or we're going to die at this. And not necessarily die, but like, that's the kind of mindset that you want to have when you're really going for something that you really want to do. So, like, again, I said, like, these concepts might mean something different to you guys. And we do have some other ones coming very shortly. Also, we have some women's clothing coming very shortly, too. We're still at the beginning stages, but we felt it was important to get this podcast going and just kind of introduce ourselves and introduce our brand and just kind of let people have a peek of what we're trying to do. So another thing, we're going to be, trying to like host like little mini events and just trying to, and potentially broadcasting these too. We're not going to try to just broadcast it for the sake of broadcasting it like on video or whatever, but more like if it presents itself as I are these opportunities, like as an authentic opportunity, we don't want to like kind of make other people feel uncomfortable when we're doing this, but yeah, definitely we're going to try to get content out there where we're actually, you know, putting back into our community. So right now, today is like one of the hottest days of the year for sure. I checked at its peak. It was like right here in San Bernardino, it was like 116 degrees. It's just scorching and it's dry heat. It's just hot. So, you know, obviously, we want to, you know, want to help out. You know, and there's a lot of homeless people, like what we were speaking on earlier. I was touching up on that. So something simple, and it's obviously not a permanent solution, but something that we definitely want to do, let's get these people some ice water. Let's go. So today we had a funeral. We couldn't make that happen today. And tomorrow we have the burial to go to. So Sunday, our plan, which should be... Which would be like July 8th, would be, let's just go take a couple bucks, let's go buy a couple cases of water, get some ice chests going, get some ice cold water, and let's just drive around the city, maybe even buy some snacks, and just go give some ice cold water to some homeless people. You know, it's not much, and like I said, it's not a permanent solution, and we are definitely working on something like that. We want to roll out some permanent solutions to help, you know, kind of eliminate poverty, eliminate homelessness, and and just kind of take care of our people. But like I said, that's going to come. But right now, we feel like this is like an opportunity for us to step up. You know, people are out here freaking hot as shit. Like, I'm hot, and I have a house, and I have like a car with AC. So imagine these people out here just on the streets, and they're carrying their stuff, and like, they don't have a place to go. Like, and this is an opportunity, like I said, for us to, you know, just give back. And so that's what we look forward to doing on Sunday. And, you know, we'll definitely also another thing to expect is we're trying to commit to at least one podcast a week. So we don't think that's too much to ask of ourselves. And that's a good opportunity to kind of speak on what we've been doing, like as far as like helping our community. And so it feels like definitely doable. Yeah, we're not like professional podcasters yet. You know, just give us time. We'll get better. But definitely this is something that we think we could do. One podcast. Like let you guys know about our ups and our downs. Let you guys know if we got our new inventory in yet, our new specials or whatever. Just let you guys know where we're at as a brand. And yeah, just kind of update everybody. And for sure, I hope you guys could maybe comment on our Instagram page, what you guys thought about this podcast, and what you guys think about, like, as far as what we're doing. And maybe even if you want to, it'll be awesome if you tell us, like, what you think Real Talk, Real Actions means to you. And then so we could even share your comments on our next podcast, so that way we could kind of build this brand together, because all this feedback is like definitely helping us. I mean, the feedback that we got up until this point is kind of what led us to where we're at right now. Definitely a lot of people told us, like, when we're thinking about a podcast, they're like, dude, Real Talk Reaction sounds like a fucking podcast, sounds like a dope podcast. And you know, a lot of people told us, and they're like, yeah, you guys could get, like, you know, other entrepreneurs in your community and just interview them and talk to them and just, you know, like, cross market. And so we're like, you know, that's good. We got good feedback. And a lot of people were like, yeah, I'll definitely check out your podcast. And podcasts particularly, I mean, in San Bernardino for sure, it's not like something everybody knows about, like, that everybody's listening to. But I think it's something that's trending upwards, for sure. I mean, I know for myself personally, like, I didn't really listen to any podcasts like prior to like maybe 2 years ago. So it's kind of fresh to me. And maybe really just like listening to them like daily, like about a year ago, where I really started picking up on podcasts and just listening to them and getting advice and just getting motivated. It was something different. Feel like I build connections with these people, like, on the podcast. Like, Gary Vee always, like, I feel like he's like my uncle in a way. Like, man, it's like my rich, smart uncle that I never had, you know. And it's weird, but you do build connections with people, and you do get to see their brand, and you do you know, you do get ideas. So, and if we could spread ideas too that maybe help you guys and maybe influence you guys and inspire you guys. And I feel like we're doing our job is paying it forward, because I know for sure, like, we definitely got influenced by a lot of people. So, yeah. So I just wanted to go ahead and start this podcast and make it before, you know, we procrastinate another day longer. And so right now I actually have my 3-year-old daughter. She's actually looking for me right now. So I had this window where I needed to get this going, and I didn't want this to be like a super long podcast. But, yeah, definitely. So I'm going to wrap this up, and I want to say thank you guys to everybody who's listened to this. And I hope you guys look forward to listening to us in the future. Definitely, like I said, follow us on Real Talk Real Actions on Facebook, Instagram, and go ahead and comment on what you guys think. Hi, Amaya. All right, everybody. Thank you. I appreciate you guys for taking the time to listen to us. Again, my name is Ruben Gomez. And thank you for listening to our first episode of Real Talk Reactions. You guys have a blessed day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.